Praise the Lord. Well, how many of you had a steak today?
Amen.
All right. How many of you didn't get one? How many of you missed out? Did you miss out? And you cooked them? You did? You know, we have one of those gift cards left over. Want them to Outback Steakhouse. You did not. You lying in church. Amen. I think we ought to give this to Brother Brandon. Come here, Brandon. Come here. It's a $50 gift card. All right. Praise the Lord. Pay to serve Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Brandon. Appreciate that. Now, all the rest of you had steaks, so don't be coming up to me after the service. I didn't get a steak, preacher. Well, I know better. Amen. All right. Take your Bibles, please. Matthew chapter 6. I'm not going to be long, but you've heard that before. I was trying to do my Brother Murphy imitations. Amen. Who's with me? Amen. He banged my pulpit. The glass fell out of my pulpit. And I was afraid he'd call me a soft soaper if I said anything about it. Amen. No, that's some great preaching. Enjoyed it. Amen. That's some good preaching. We need that. A church is like an airplane. And the only way an airplane keeps pointing to the sun is if it has thrust. And God's given us preachers, evangelists, preachers to be the thrust of the church. Amen. Pushes us forward. Things good. All right, Matthew chapter 6. Look at verse number 24. I want to continue some thoughts that I preached on this morning in regards to children and the role of a parent. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. Notice, I want you to see this verse. Notice what the Bible says. No man. Now, who do you think that's talking about? No man, right? No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot, get that. Notice what it says, you cannot serve God and mammon. Let's pray and ask God to bless this afternoon. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. Thank you for the good time we've had. Thank you for the singing, the laughter. Lord, you created laughter for a good purpose. And thank you for the songs we've sung and Lord, just the delight of the heart and just that wonderful song we've heard. Thank you for the joy in it. And Lord, I pray that you take thy word this afternoon. Just help us, encourage us. Encourage every parent, Lord, I pray, as we raise our children, nurture and admonition of the Lord. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. Now, I just want to give you some thoughts. I mentioned this morning and just talked about, and I kind of want to be like a father to you this afternoon instead of a preacher. But I just want to give you some thoughts this afternoon on why children go astray. Why do children go astray? You know, one of the most difficult things as a preacher is to see a child grow up in church and as soon as they're 18, they're gone. Amen. They're gone. As soon as they feel that freedom, they take wings and fly away as if they've been missing something all along. Can I tell you what? If you do that, you ain't been missing something all along. Amen. You say, well, The grass looks greener over there. That's because there's a sewer over there. Amen? And sewers produce green grass, but they taste pretty bad in the long run. But I said, I believe there's 10 reasons why a child goes astray. I want to give them to you. You might think about this. You might write them down. Number one, they were never trained from a child. Never trained from a child. Number two, they were never disciplined as a child. They're never said no. You know, some kids grow up and they're never told no. You know, no is a big word. We got to learn the word no. Because the devil's going to tempt them. The devil's going to tempt them. And with temptation, they got to learn to say no. Amen? Got to learn to say no. Number three, negative influences are allowed. Hey, let me tell you something. Half of the half-hour television shows are a bunch of garbage. Don't let your kid watch garbage. I can't even name them all. Garbage. Friends. 2 and a Half Men. Garbage. It's you let your kids watch that stuff, I've got news for you. Don't be surprised if they go the direction of what they hear. And then sometimes they want to bring it to the pastor and say, fix it. Wave your magic wand over it, preacher. I don't have one of those. I don't have one of those. Start early. Amen. Start early. Number four, no love or interest in them. You got to spend time with the kids. You got to spend time with those kids. You know, some parents are so busy that they don't have time for their kids. Don't let that happen to you. Amen? Amen. Spend time. I like to play with my kids. I like to do things. I like that when my kids were little, we used to go to amusement parks. I like that. Amen? I can't go on roller coasters anymore. Last time I got on one, they said, you're too fat. They couldn't get the thing shut down on me. I was offended. What are you laughing about? That ain't very funny. Yeah. I like doing things with my kids. Hey, man, listen, men, take time for your children. You say, oh, we just went out and threw the ball. Do you realize how good that is for your boys? Get out, throw a ball. Man, we'd come out in that front yard over there when my boys were young, throw the ball, he'd run patterns. Somebody get mad, they start fighting, rolling around in the grass. That's boys, you know. Yeah. One boy wants to outdo the other, you know. And, you know, hey, that's you need that interaction. Dad, you can't always be on your phone doing what you need to do. Amen. Play a game. Have a game night. Do things with your kid. You say, that's not very spiritual. I want to tell you something. If you get their heart, you can lead them and they'll listen to you when they get older. Amen. By the way, if you get their heart, when they grow up, they're not going to want to disappoint you. This idea of parenting, let the kid decide to do whatever they want. Hey, listen, the Bible says the child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. That's not right. Interact with those kids. Teach them gently. I talked about that verse, admonition. Admonition is gentle, or it's mild discipline. Mild discipline. No, we don't want to do that in our home. We don't do that. That's not what God wants us to do. Mild correction. That's important. All right, I'm starting to preach. I got to get through this. All right. Number five, no personal attention. Children need personal attention. If you went around and asked a child who doesn't whose parent doesn't spend much time with them? What if that parent decided to take the whole day off and spend it with that child that hadn't had any much attention for a while? How much would a child love that? You say, preacher, you're preaching things that aren't really too spiritual. I want to tell you, there's a Bible verse that says, son, give me thine heart. The Bible teaches a heart can be given to a parent, but a parent has to cultivate that. Amen. Love, treat them right, get them in the Bible. Show them the Word of God, show them what's right. But no personal attention. Hey, put the phone away sometimes. Amen. And by the way, put it away in church, amen. Amen. Every once in a while I see somebody pulling their phone out in church. If you're old, I get it, amen. And you need, or somebody's ill, or you're trying to take care of somebody, or we've had situations like that. I understand that. But man, you can wait to find the score of the ball game until after church. Amen? Amen. So no personal attention. Next, no good example to follow. The best example to follow ought to be a mom and a dad. Amen. Amen. That's the best example. Moms and dads, be an example. Amen. Amen. And let me tell you something. If you ever make a mistake and you fail in your example to your children, you know what to do about that? You apologize and make it right with God and make it right with them. I know a lot of parents, they're too proud to admit they were wrong. That's bad. You say, well, I'm never wrong. That's bad. Amen. Hey, ain't nobody got the corner on the market of being right all the time. Sometimes you have to say, I'm sorry, I was wrong. Do you realize, though, what good that'll do to your children? It's quiet. Are you falling asleep from too much steak? You still out there? So be a good example. Children need an example to follow. The Bible teaches that the church and God's people are example. And maybe you don't have a parent who's a good example to you. Find some godly person and let them lead you and put your eye on them to do right. Everyone needs someone to be an example to follow. Amen. Jesus is our great example, isn't he? Amen. He left us an example that we should follow in his steps every day. And God wants people who are walking in his steps, because you may not realize it, but somebody's watching you. That's right. Those little eyes are learning from us. And they learn more by what's caught than what's taught. I've heard parents say sometimes, well, I told them to do this and I told them to do that, but they didn't get it. Maybe they didn't catch the right example, because kids catch more what is caught than what is taught. Amen. Number 7, the flesh becomes strong. Now, the last three I want to talk about today. I kind of dealt with the first 7 this morning, not entirely, but I want to look at these last three. I'm going to look at these last three and talk about these. Then we'll go home and finish up some more food. All right? Here's the last one. 7, 8, or 8, 9, 10 are these. The flesh becomes strong. Now, let me tell you something. The flesh has an appetite. The flesh has an appetite of a way it wants to go, of what it wants to do. And that appetite is not always God's way. We're to cultivate a spiritual appetite where we hunger and thirst after righteousness. Well, we want spiritual things in our life. We're to cultivate that in our hearts and our lives. We're supposed to cultivate that in the lives of our children. Our kids need to understand that there is a flesh inside of them, and that flesh cannot be allowed to get strong. Amen. I knew a man, he was a preacher, but his kids got into this goth stuff. Started wearing dark clothes and the dark hats and the hoods and all that stuff. Amen. Man, he got into that stuff. He lost his kids and ended up losing his church eventually. Hey, I want to tell you something. There's some things not worth it in life.
Amen.
There's some things not worth it in life. The parents, your children, they have the flesh in them. And you have to keep those influences and those appetites for the flesh away. Amen. Now notice what he said here. Sometimes the child will go away because of this verse. Go over to the Lord, verse 24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Now, as we raise our children, we've got to realize when they get old, they're going one direction or the other. You can't have your cake and eat it too, according to the Bible. You can't live in the flesh and in God. You can't live with one world in the flesh and one world for God, because unless you just decide to get all the way over on God's side, that flesh is going to take over. And may I tell you something? Parents have to watch the appetites of the flesh of their children. Your child gets addicted to some music thing, some singer. I heard about a kid that was addicted to Billie Eilish. I want to tell you something. There's a wickedness comes from that woman.
Amen.
Stay away from that stuff. But the parent wouldn't do anything about it. Now, if my child was watching Billie Eilish and they didn't quit, I'd take their... Let me see your cell phone, Titus. You got your cell phone? If they were listening to Billie Eilish... And let me see your phone. Billie Eilish. I'd throw that phone down on the ground and stomp it, smash. He was looking. Man alive. Billie Eilish. You know, a lot of parents, they just roll over. Whatever. Let me tell you something. This flesh has an appetite. And if it grows strong, you can't serve two masters. It's going to go the devil's way, and that's the way they're going to go. So I'm saying, you got to stomp on their phone every once in a while. Amen. I knew about a preacher. I heard about a preacher. No kidding. Something came on the television. The kids was watching. He got so mad. He picked up his television set. That was the old big box television thing. You know, remember those things? Back in the day when you had to get up, turn the channel, click, 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 click. Remember that? He picked that thing up, yanked it out of the wall, and chucked it into the front yard. And let it sit there for several days. I thought of doing that. We get a lot of traffic going by here. I thought of throwing my TV out in the yard and see what everybody... Did you see that? A preacher threw his TV out in the yard. Yeah. Let me tell you something, parents. If they are allowed by you, and it's our fault. It's our fault. If they're allowed to allow the flesh to create an appetite for something. And listen, there's videos that can get these girls into crazy stuff. And it creates an appetite. And before long, that appetite is strong. That flesh is taking over. And I got news for you. If you don't stop it, take advice from Barney Fife. Nip it in the bud. Amen. You say, preacher, that's Let me tell you something. Parents today are too passive. Or they get so aggressive that they act wild. You ever seen that mom in the store? I told you 300,472 times not to do that. You ever seen that mom in the store? All she needs to do is go home and say, now you were misbehaving in the store and you're going to get two spankings for it. Pow, pow. Now, if you do that again when we're in the store, you get three. And every time you do it after that, I'm going to add another one to you. But I love you. Give me a kiss and hug. Right. Now, you don't have to go crazy in discipline. You just have to be consistent with it. Amen. And don't allow a fleshly appetite to... Listen, these cell phones today, I mean, I'm telling you, they get into all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Listen, keep an eye on it. Watch it. Don't allow an appetite for the fleshly things to become strong in them, because they will. And when they grow up, you'll wonder, why did they turn away from, I can't get my kids into church. Hey, listen. One day, your kids will appreciate if you're a mean mom or a mean dad. And then I didn't always like it when my dad told me no when I was a teenager. I didn't always like that. But I'm glad he did now. And I'll tell you something. You kids got a parent that says no to you. You know what? You better thank them. Because they are keeping you from appetites that can ruin you. Amen. Now, I'm not talking about steak. Steak's a good appetite. Amen. Appetites of the flesh. Number three. Last one. This would be number nine. Here's the attraction of the world. Many kids go astray because while they're in church, they become attracted to the world. Now they're sitting in the pew just like everybody else is. And they've got their tie on and their shoes hopefully shine. And they're in church and they're coming to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. But their heart is attracted to the things of the world. Boy, they want to go here. They want to go do all that stuff that the other teenagers do. They want to go out Friday nights cruising around. They want to try vaping. They want to see what's so exciting about marijuana. They want to see what that drug does that they heard a friend talking about. Makes them feel good. They're attracted to that stuff. Let me tell you something, kids. When that stuff comes up, what does beer taste like? It tastes like vomit. Amen. Stay away from it. Treat it like danger. Treat it like it's the world's worst, awful, ungodly thing. I don't want anything to do with that kind of stuff. Don't ever take your first drug. Don't ever take your first joint. Ever. Say no. Say no. Say it boldly. And walk away. Amen. Don't try it. Listen, you are chaining yourself up and you don't even realize it. You're putting chains on yourself. The attraction of the world. May I tell you what? It's nothing new. It's always looked pretty. It's always looked beautiful. Oh, the other side of the tracks. Boy, wouldn't it be nice to live like they do? You know, I want to tell you something. Don't envy these Hollywood movie stars.
Amen.
They're evil people that live evil lives.
Right.
And what they portray on the show, he's a superhero. No, he's a dumb knucklehead. He's an actor. He is portraying something he is not. It's amazing how many people believe that stuff is real. It's real. No, it's not. Don't become attracted to all this stuff in the world. Now, I can understand a kid wanting to be Superman. You know? I can understand that. But it's also not real. Amen? And this world has this fantasy way of thinking that everything's going to be peachy and cream and, oh, it's going to be just starry-eyed. And I want to tell you something, that's not reality. It's not reality. The attraction of the world. Thank God there are wonderful things that God gives us in life. Friends, family, pleasures we can enjoy. But I want to tell you something, there are pleasures that will greatly hurt a child. And parents, we're the key as to whether we allow it or not. The attraction of the world. I wouldn't take my child to a country music concert. Amen. You say, what's wrong with country music, preacher? Just a bunch of good old boys never meaning no harm. What's wrong with that? Let me tell you what country music. Bobby went out and picked up Billy Joe, put her in his pickup truck, went down to the dance floor, rubbed around, some sensuous, took her home, had a one-night stand, and they call that love. That ain't love. That's lust masqueraded as good old boys. Listen, parents, our problem is sometimes we just allow it. We allow them to cross the line. And if you allow them to cross the line, guess what? They're going to go for another line and cross that one. At some point, you got to say no, so you might as well stop it at the right place in the beginning. Be the mean mom. Be the bad dad. Wear the badge proudly. Listen, we're not called to be just a child's friend. We're called to love them. And we're called to help them. And we're called to provide for them, meet their needs. But hear me. When a child gets an appetite for the world, they're always looking out there. They start changing their lipstick and start changing how they look and want a tattoo. And can I get 3 more piercings in my body? Isn't there some antenna that rises up in you and says, something's going on here and I don't like it? Amen. That's when a parent steps in and is a parent. Amen. Well, if they don't like it, they're going to get mad at me. Oh, well, too bad. So sad. You get over it. I don't understand why my mom wouldn't let me go hang out with that person. Because they are a parent. They've accepted the role of being a parent. They said, I'm going to be a parent. You say, by the way, it's not strictness to do right that will cause them to run away from the Lord. But I can tell you what. When you get frantic about your discipline and go overboard, know what's right, be calm about it, tell them this is what we're going to do, and this is what you're going to do, and this is what we will not allow. All the huffing and puffing in the world won't make me change my mind. I'm still your mean dad. But I love you. Listen, I'm trying to tell you, kids get attracted to stuff. And it's everywhere. It's everywhere. They get attracted. They want to start dressing like the worldly girls. Low-cut stuff. Short shorts. Want to show their body to men. Listen, there's something wrong with the heart if you want to show your body to men. Save that for your husband on your wedding day. Amen. Well, we just hold hands and kiss sometimes. We don't go that far. You're getting closer. You're getting closer, and the day will come when you won't be able to control that. You better stay away. Stay away from the appetites of the flesh. And see, parents, this is where we have to be wise and recognize it and say, I love you, and I love you enough to tell you no. And you're not going to do that. Amen. It's a temporary tattoo, Dad. It's one I can wash off. Yeah, it's one that you ain't going to put on. Because I don't care if you wash it off or not. It ain't going on in the first place. So you won't have anything to wash off. Isn't it amazing how the devil takes our kids and gives them these little steps towards the appetite? He doesn't just jump all the way over. He gives them these little steps. Oh, it's okay to vape. Vaping's not that bad. Let me tell you something. It's an introduction to greater things. It's an introduction. Besides, those vape people, you ever seen them vape? Got this big thing in her hand. I saw a guy walk in Walmart the other day, and I'm like, does he realize how ridiculous he looks with that big old thing in his mouth? Amen. You say, what are you trying to say, Bruce? Listen, parents, hear me. You've got to take the role. You got to take that role. Why? Because you love those kids, and you don't want to see them go in that direction. They'll bring home a friend. Boy, I'll tell you what, when I was a kid, my parents let me spend the night with a guy. When I got to his house, I found out all the stuff he was into. Man, I was like, it scared me. I think I was about 13. And boy, he took me in his room, shut the door, showed me some stuff he was doing into, and I was like, I came over so we can ride motorcycles or play games. I didn't come over for this. Guess what? I didn't go back to his house again. Amen. You say, no, that's not being Christian and kind to people. You can be kind to people without falling into their appetites. And I believe you should. I believe a Christian should treat everybody right. But I'm not going to make a close friend somebody who can influence me in the world. And kids, you got to have a backbone too. And you got to say, mm-mm, not for me. I'm not going to go there. That will keep you into so many things. You know why? Because you can't serve two masters. You can't do it. The Bible's clear. Choose to serve one master. Give him all your heart. I don't need the junk of this world. I just need Jesus. I need him in my life. I need to live for him. All right, here's the last one. Spoiling them with material possessions. Let me tell you something. When you overload a kid with material possessions, they become used to it. They develop an appetite to have stuff in their life. That becomes a replacement for God in their life. The stuff, I get this and I get that. I get all that I want. I get this, I get all that I want. Now don't get me wrong, I think there's a whole difference in giving them a nice birthday gift or a nice Christmas gift. I don't think that's, but there are some parents who are addicted to loading their children up with stuff. You want this? Okay, we'll get it. You like that? Okay, we'll find a way. I'll talk to your dad. Honey, come here. Do you love me? Well, sure I love you. Oh, honey, do you really love me? Well, honey, sure I love you. Oh, okay, well, there's just this thing that Beauregard wanted. It's just a little thing. But he really wants. How much is it going to cost? Oh, not that much. Really? Well, okay. Well, I already charged it on the card. He's already got it in his room. What is it? It's a great big pink elephant, 6 foot tall. He really had to have that. Because when he was in the store, he cried, "I want it, I want it, I want it." So I just, it touched my heart. And I had to give it to him. How much was it? It was only $500. The one I wanted, though, was $600. So I cut it back a lot. I didn't, you know. Can I tell you, parenting, don't be manipulative to each other in your parenting. Yeah. Don't do it. Don't do it. By the way, last week we learned who's the head of the home. Husband is the head of the home. If the husband says no, it should be no. Oh, that chaps some people. But you know what people's problem is today? They don't want to follow the Bible. They don't want to look at the Bible and see what it says. Because God's got the plan all worked out. He's God. And he put it in his word. And if we're smart enough to follow it, God's going to bless it.
Amen.
It's a hard concept for people to realize. But it should be the number one concept in our minds.
Amen.
Don't spoil them with material possessions. Don't give them everything they want. You know, I had a motorcycle when I was a kid. I had to buy it. And I'm surprised my dad let me have one. And I'd buy it, I'd pay for my gas in it. And my dad made me wear a helmet. Other dads didn't do that. Well, I want to be like other kids' dads. My dad used to say, "Well, you're not. You're not other kids' dads." I said that wrong. You're not a kid from another dad. You're not a kid from another. You know what I mean, amen? You know the thing.
Amen.
You know the thing.
Come on, now.
I shouldn't have gone there, amen? I shouldn't have gone there. You know, it's natural as a parent to want to be good to your children. It's natural and normal, and sometimes it's good to be good to your children. And I don't diminish that. But sometimes we overload them with things. They develop a materialistic mind, and it only gets worse when they're a teenager. And it only gets more expensive. Then they want cars, and they want stuff. And stuff they shouldn't have. And if you never learn to say no to a child, then that role that God's called you to do is going to cause them to wander and go astray. They're going to develop a materialistic philosophy. And when they get older, they're going to work 3 jobs and not go to church. Because they have to have money to pay for all the bills of the stuff that they created on the credit card. When a dad who just says, "No," I can say it nice or I can say it mean.
Yeah.
But I can say it. "No. I want this." "No." 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 Any way you want, I can say it. It's no. Now, parents put upon themselves a false guilt when they say no to a child. And by the way, if you want to raise a brat, just spoil them early. Give them whatever they want. And never say no. Woo! You better hang on to the ropes, because that child's going to take you down the road. Let me tell you something. A child can do without a lot of things. And you know, parents, don't get this idea. I got to keep up with the Joneses in what I do for my kids.
Amen.
Don't do that. You don't got to keep up with the Joneses.
Right. Right.
Amen. You just got to keep in tune with the Bible and what God says. Don't spoil. Don't make your daughter a diva.
Amen.
"Oh, you know, darling, I think you are just the most
beautiful girl in the whole school. You are just gorgeous. Oh, yes. You remind me of me when I was a girl. Oh, yes. You're just such a little diva. Not me. I'm portraying mothers. You have to spell it out for some people. Amen. Oh, you're just so beautiful. Oh, I think you need to go to the beauty pageant, and I think you just need to be the number one in the beauty pageant. You take her down to the beauty pageant. She doesn't even rank. She's not even up there on the platform. Mother storms to the judges. I want to see those scorecards. My daughter got cheated here today. All along, your daughter's listening to you say all that. She's developing and creating this diva mentality that I deserve everything. I deserve. And that appetite's created. I'm the best. You ever notice this philosophy in the world? I deserve this. We're all sinners. Let me tell you something. We're all sinners. The only thing we deserve is a hell forever and ever. But it's the grace of God that causes us not to have that. Amen. Can I encourage you, parents? I'm done with the message. Can I encourage you to fulfill that role, though? Be a parent. Be a parent. And when you got to say no, Dad. And I love it. I love it when my wife would tell my kids, go ask your dad. Sometimes I have to be honest, I was a little soft on the girls. But if the boys wanted something, no. No. It's good to be good to your children. Don't get me wrong. It's a good thing. But, you're not in competition with the Joneses. Just take the role of a parent. Amen. Be that parent that God wants you to be. God will bless you for it. God will bless you for it. I hope some things just grabbed a hold of your heart and just helped you. Because the Word of God will help us. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Let's close our eyes.